Welcome
to Sisters in the City
Christmas special. Woohoo!
What the fuck was that?
I won.
Is that it a winning thing? Is that a £20 note?
That's what crackers are about, Mandy.
What? One person wins?
Yeah.
That's not very Christmas spirit.
Whoever gets the thing wins the toy.
That's not Christmas spirit though, man.
I'm sure you can get like crackers with that, like proper gifts in them.
Yeah.
Like, Dior lipstick or...
Wait, there's people that do like crackers with like Van Cleef bracelets and shit.
I've got no present. What
have you got? No present?
No,
you got
in which country did the song Silent Night originate?
I know. Silent night.
Yeah, where did it?
Holy
night. Yeah, but where did it originate? Where did it originate?
I'm trying to think. I'm giving myself the inspo. It sounds very like French or German.
Nope, it's Austria. Okay,
I would have never got that.
This is a guess. Who am I? Yeah.
Okay. Are we playing games now? We should play Christmas games. Do it again. I know what it is. Just do it again.
No.
Anna, that was the best impression of Elvis Presley I've ever seen in my life. That was... What did she even say words? She didn't even say words.
All right. Well, anyway.
This one's for the end.
Before we begin, I've got something for you, Mandy.
What? A present?
No.
Don't. You gave me funny flutters.
Here you go.
What is it? A gift.
It's not a gift.
What is it?
It's ho ho ho. Yeah, just to remind you what you are.
Oh my god. No, you're really like, stop it. This is so emotional. To my little sister Mandy, thank you for being the best gift every year, every day, just being my sister. I'm so lucky to have spent every Christmas with you. Merry Christmas to many more Christmases, maybe with children and even grandchildren one day. Ha ha, I love you, Anna.
And it's still got the price tag on the back.
How much was it?
£2.50.
That was quite expensive, man, for a card.
That was a mistake. I might as well point out because everyone's probably seen the price.
This is so sweet. Now you've so much pressure. Do we want to write a Christmas card?
Well, you expected a gift.
I was going to cry until... It said, maybe one day with children, then grandchildren. And then it went from about to cry emotional to fear. Fulfilled with fear. It was such a sweet card. And I love how it says ho, ho, ho because of my home.
Yeah, I thought of you straight away when I saw it.
Oh my God, it's an old man. It's my sugar daddy.
I was thinking like, how come people don't write Christmas cards anymore?
Because they're like, just used for decor and then thrown in the bin.
The new generation is like...
Anna, come on. Why? What new generation, bro? It's either like we wrote Christmas cards.
We did. Do you not remember school?
Yeah, it was like a peer pressure I felt from colleagues that I had to write them Christmas cards because they were writing me cards.
Yeah, and in school, we used to write them. We used to get them big packs and then write all Christmas cards.
I don't remember anything about school.
Mum used to get them big packs of, you know, Christmas cards and we used to think of everyone we used to want to write.
Who did we send it to?
People that we like. It was your way of basically, like, if you didn't get a Christmas card, then you know I don't like you.
Oh, no. Was it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've got... Like, some kind of weird memory loss, my mom says.
But isn't it sad, though, that no more Christmas cards?
That's like, of course they do. People do Christmas cards.
Who?
I know for a fact Gingerbread's family's going to have bare Christmas cards in their house, everything.
Really? I don't know if they do.
They do.
I thought that was just, like, the last generation of Christmas cards.
But do you keep your Christmas cards? Because, bro, that should be, like, recycled ASAP
for me. Christmas cards and birthday cards. It's a bit... of a weird one.
But this I'm keeping forever, ever.
It's cute, innit?
There's like these ones that people you love, like go close to you.
Yeah, I keep all like my birthday cards from like mom, you.
But you fucked up. You didn't write the date.
Oh yeah, dad always says write the date.
And now he used to always say it. Now I realise because when I'm looking through all these old cards, I'm like, why would I keep that? I don't even know when it was sent.
Yeah. But anyway.
That was so sweet.
I know, I'm cute, aren't I?
Yeah, so cute.
Anyway, look, proper Christmas spirit. We've got hot chocolates with...
Not our mugs, because
they're not... We're too lazy to wash them from last episode.
Like, we're princesses.
And then we've got marshmallows and whipped cream, but you can't see it anymore.
It's our second one, because the first one, Anna made it for us, but by the time we set up, it was cold, so we had to make another one.
Well, you know it's Christmas when I've had chocolate for breakfast, yeah? Like, literally...
I feel so Christmassy.
I know, but I've been eating so much.
Cheese board on your story last night.
I know, but you know what? I thought it's Christmas.
You're enjoying it.
It's Christmas. It's the
you know one thing you said there? I won't forget. You're like, if there's any time of the year to not be thinking about calories, it's December.
100%. Do you know what?
If there's any month.
I want to put on a few kg. Don't judge me.
Yeah.
In January, I'll work on it. Don't Don't judge me.
Yeah.
Life is more than just calories. Yeah. Life is about being happy.
It's about Christmas.
Food. Food.
Happiness. Food equals happiness equals food.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we ain't got no time to be stressing about calories and no. And all
ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
Right.
So, Christmas special. I got these Christmas PJs for me and Anna. She got the hats. She got the hot chocolate. She got the crackers. We got teamwork to make it Christmassy.
I put up some questions on my Instagram, like, send me in your Christmas dilemmas, your best gifts, your worst gifts, some stories.
I
to
really
be honest,
like these marshmallows, Anna.
They're banging in.
They're like little small soft testicles melting in my mouth.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Small testicles. I wouldn't know how that feels, Mandy.
Like rat balls.
Rat balls?
I don't know. It's really, really soothing. Look, like that. You know, it's really nice.
Well, I didn't know you were a marshmallow person.
I am now. I didn't know I was a marshmallow person until now.
I want to scoop the marshmallow out.
Now it's just giving pornographic. It's giving pornographic. We want to keep this very PG, very Christmas family vibe.
Anyway, should we basically ask for people to send in their Christmas stories and blah, blah, blah? I didn't really get any great ones. To be honest, some of them are jokes. Some of them aren't that great. I mean, but...
No. Well, we're going to make the episode anyway with our own fucking chit-chat.
Yeah.
As always,
yeah, so
we just don't run out of shit.
We'll start off talking about Christmas for us. Like, what it means to us. Like, what you know...
What does it mean for us? I'm just... One second.
As an Iranian growing up in the UK... Like, what is Christmas?
We don't even know. It's like shoes mixed with like Brussels sprouts. No, we don't even make Brussels sprouts.
No, so basically, literally all our life for Christmas, every single year up until last year,
it's been Persian.
It's been Persian food for Christmas. We have literally Iranian food for Christmas.
Mate, listen, I never ever tried a roast. A roast is basically like Christmas dinner. A Christmas dinner is a roast on steroids.
Yeah, kind of, innit?
I don't really get that. Yeah. But anyway, like you have it every Sunday.
It's a turkey instead of a like beef and chicken.
Yeah.
But it's and then there's like, no, but there's a few things added, I think.
Like Brussels, like
pigs in blankets.
Brussels sprouts.
Cranberry.
They have cranberry for roast as well.
Do they?
Some people do. I don't know.
Okay.
It's basically the same, just with maybe stuffing.
Okay.
It's
anyway. A bit different though.
It's the same. I swear it's the same.
All right, I don't know.
I mean, Google roast and then like a roast lunch or whatever and then Google Christmas dinner is literally looks exactly the same.
Maybe.
I don't know, tell us the difference because we don't know, no, we're Persian, we're fucking foreigners.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically, what was I going to say? I fucking forgot what I was going to say.
You had a first roast for the first time.
My first ever roast, the first time I ever had one was when I met Gingerbeard.
Yeah.
They literally looked at me like, what? You've never had a roast?
Mine was when I met Cowslick. I never had a roast before. It was like a year and a half ago, I think.
Yeah, that's how Iranian we are.
Yeah, I never knew what it was. And I mean, I knew what it was, but I never tried it. But it
and
was
now
really
I'm
nice.
Obsessed. Now I'm obsessed with roast.
Yeah, it's really bang. But like, it depends. You have to go to the right place.
Yeah.
And then for the first time ever last year, we were like, you know what? Let's make Christmas food for Christmas.
We can do this as well.
Yeah, why not?
Like, I didn't do anything. I left it to Anna and my cousin because...
And then like, we made all of like... I went on the Google and I did search recipes and I did like the most banging Christmas lunch, dinner, whatever you call it. How banging was it?
It was the best roast I ever had in my life. Because obviously the last like 2 years, I've been having bare roasts. Different places, different restaurants.
So
this was the best roast
It was so
ever.
Banging. So I can't wait to do it again.
Really? I'm dreading it. Because this time, now my cousin's moved to Dubai. Anna's expecting me to obviously help with the Christmas dinner preparations. And I don't know how... Do you know what I don't understand? Everything goes in an oven, but there's one oven. How the fuck does that work?
I don't remember how we did it last year, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But...
I remember you guys were running around the kitchen sweating with your alarm clock.
That's one thing I don't want to do this time. This time we're doing it all before we're prepping it.
This time I've got AC in my kitchen as well, don't worry.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. But imagine, guys, like literally every Christmas, we never understood like the hype because we were always so used to like having kebabs or like an Iranian type of food. My mum would try and like stuff a chicken with certain stuff in it.
Oh, that was banging.
Yeah,
stuff a big chicken with like walnuts.
Right, raisins.
Plums, raisins.
It was banging. We tried
banging.
To make it like a Persian twist to the Christmas.
But yeah. My mum, bless her, like she made Christmas very Christmassy every year since I can remember my childhood.
So cute. We always had a Christmas tree, always presents.
Loads of presents, yeah. Everything.
Bless her.
But just Persian food.
But Persian food, yeah.
I can't complain.
Only because she doesn't know how to make a roast. And like, she doesn't even know what it is. And it's the funniest thing last year when I made the roast for the first time. And I put it in front of my mum and my auntie came from Iran.
And my dad.
I put it in front of them. And then literally their faces was like, what is this? It's actually hilarious.
They don't fully like
understand it.
Yeah, and they don't fully understand like knives and forks as well.
Because Iranians eat with spoons and forks. So like it was a bit of a confusing situation. They literally picked up like the pigs in blanket and like the cauliflower cheese. They were just looking at us like, what is this food? Like the carrots.
Yeah.
For basically, for Iranians, I think it's a bit like, for them, basic, isn't it? Like they cut up carrots, parsnips. It's like, Iranians have got so much
fragrance and preparation to their food. And like, yeah. Honestly, it takes so long to make.
Yeah. Even though the roast took ages, but it was just because there was bits, loads of bits to do.
Yeah.
But like individually, it's not hard. But like her face was just like, what is this food? But she was really nice about it. She was like, it's nice.
Do you think they liked it? Are they going to be miserable like if we make a roast again?
I'm not going to lie. I don't think they rate it that much. Like I think she just was being nice about it.
Yeah, but I loved it.
I loved it too.
I had it like again at night. I had it on Boxing Day.
We're not full, like we though our parents are Iranian. We were born and brought up here. So we're always going to have a little bit of a different taste to them.
We're a mix.
We're a mix, you know?
No, actually I'm a full breed. But culturally mixed.
Culturally definitely mixed. Because culturally we're not very like 100% Iranian.
No,
100% English. We're very mixed.
We're ethnically Iranian, but culturally obviously we're born and bred in London City. You get me?
But yeah, so hopefully this year it will go well as well. I'm scared we're going to mess it up because then what do you do?
Then we're fucked. I have to order a pizza from just the only pizza place that's open on Christmas Day. I don't know what we're going to do. But it won't go wrong. We'll make sure it goes well. Where are we going to do our Christmas shopping? Marks Spencer's, Waitrose, Sainsbury's? Which one? I don't know. Which one?
I feel like maybe M&S, because M&S food, not just M&S.
It's not just food.
It's M&S food. But do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I love a Sainsbury's, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Since I live opposite Sainsbury's, I love it.
I think we get the meat from M&S and everything else
from Sainsbury's. Yeah.
It's a vibe. So anyway, yeah, Christmas. I know, you know what I won't forget is when I was growing up, yeah, and I started to realise there ain't no Santa Claus. There weren't no Santa Claus, man. I started realizing Anna was eating the cookies and drinking the milk. Man.
I remember, like, I literally
all them calories she put on every year for me.
Yeah, that's why I've always been the fat sister.
That's why she's making me because she had them cookies and drank that milk every year.
Do you know what? I used to literally remember waiting for you to fall asleep, coming downstairs and doing that, so that you think like Santa's been.
And I loved. You know, it's such a slow realization as well that Santa. It's just like a weird thing.
I feel like I was always smart. Literally from when I was born, I was just smart and I always knew that it was bullshit.
I've always been trying to brainwash myself and into like believing fantasies
that Santa Claus exists. But you know what? Santa Claus does exist.
Old men that give you gifts.
I died. That killed me.
Old men that give gifts. They do exist.
Okay, so Manny, what, like this year for Christmas, we've got a bit of a busy one, haven't we? We've got a lot of like extended family, my mum's friends. The thing is, you know what? It's really difficult. Like growing up in the UK, but my parents coming from Iran, we don't have like a lot of family. We don't have any family here. It's always just been me, Mandy, my mum and dad.
We have the family we created.
And all our aunties, yeah, which we've got like 12 aunties from my mum and dad's side. And all our uncles, we've got like probably like 12 uncles.
So much family.
Grandparents, cousins, everyone's in Iran. Literally. Like they were all in Iran. And to be honest, I don't think they even know what Christmas is.
As well, I was just about to say, they don't even know what Christmas is.
But like we always grew up quite like a small...
Well, they know what Christmas is, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They don't celebrate that.
They don't celebrate it. But we always grew up just like a very small, quiet Christmas, which was nice.
No, we didn't. We always had like...
A cousin.
People that we called aunties and uncles.
So basically,
are like, you know, they are our aunties and uncles in a way more than our other aunties and uncles because we grew up with them.
Exactly. So like my mum's friends that we grew up with, we call them aunties. But to be honest, we call any older person, auntie in our culture.
It's different because these certain women who are like my mum's best friends that we grew up with, we tell our partners or we tell people like, no, that's my auntie.
Yeah, basically. So... It's weird. So we've got like our aunties that are like our fake aunties. And even when we talk about our cousin, like we on the podcast, it's actually not our real cousin. Yeah. We call her cousin because we grew up together.
And we're best friends.
And we're best friends. And our parents are best friends. That are like, they're almost like sisters. Because that's what we have to do that.
Is blood thicker than water? No.
It's not.
Definitely not.
Because my cousin that like I call my cousin now is closer to me than my real cousins in Iran. Because obviously I didn't get to spend time with them.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I think she would have been closer to us than anyone, even if we spent time with our real cousins.
Yeah, true.
Because we just connect and we have the same experiences. We became friends.
Yeah.
Friendship is so important. Like me and you are so close, not because we're sisters, Anna.
No.
Because we're friends.
Yeah, 100%. Because there are siblings that are, they're not close.
Exactly.
But it's weird because it's always been a bit sad as well, not having so much family here, like real family.
Yeah, I know.
Like
yeah.
when I see like how it goes to his grandparents for Easter or like Christmas, he's going to have like his family around him, like such a big family. I get sad sometimes because I'm like, I don't have that here.
I get really sad as well. Last week I went to Gingerbeard's house. He had all his real family around, like massive amount like of people. And I just got so upset. I could never do that. Like, I don't have family here.
No, not at all.
But
anyway, do you prefer like a busier Christmas or like a quiet, intimate?
I don't know yet because like on Christmas Day, you know how I am. Like you said, I'm chasing perfection. I chase perfection from everything as well. Like mentally, like my day has to be perfect. Like Ginger's birthday tomorrow has to be perfect. Christmas Day has to be perfect. Like, and I imagine it a certain way and has to go exactly that way. But it doesn't when you've got so many people there. It doesn't. Like I want to wake up in my presence and then watch movies all day, you know? Yeah, but like when you've got so much family there, you have to like small talk with them and do what they want to do.
So we're going to have like our extended family there. They're not even extended family. Our fake family. Our mum's friends, which are our aunties and stuff like that. That's who we're going to have. The thing is,
I don't like the idea that we say fake family. Not our blood-related family.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Fake family
like,
sounds
fake
bad.
Fake family.
Fake family sounds really bad.
Our fake
but
cousin.
You know what I mean. But you know how you say, like, we say we wish we had, like, loads of real family around us, right? Yeah. But the thing is, people that have loads of real family around them, some of them most, like, get really annoyed as well.
They do.
Like, when they have, like, big... like events like Christmas, they're like, for fuck's sake, I have to be around all my family now, like my annoying aunties and uncles.
Isn't that like what Christmas becomes for adults? Misery. Socializing with strange extended family members and, you know, like doing things like playing games with the kids that you don't want to play games with. And like, that's adult Christmas. Spending shitloads of money and going broke.
Yeah.
And trying to recuperate after. Isn't that adult Christmas?
Yeah.
Dying in the kitchen.
Yeah, but I love Christmas.
I know.
I really love it.
Ain't nothing like Christmas when...
It gets me so emotional. I love Christmas so much.
Me too. It's my favourite time of the year!
Yeah. I could cry.
I could become Christian. That's how much I love Christmas.
I don't think it's got anything to do with Christianity.
I know. Christmas has got everything to do. I died. She said Christmas has got nothing to do with Christianity. It's got everything to do with Christianity. It's a Christian celebration.
Is it?
It's Jesus' birthday, Anna. That's Christmas. Wow. We're really having a...
Was it Jesus' birthday?
Yes, Anna. It's his birthday.
He was born on Christmas.
Wow. This is a legendary episode.
I said I'm smart.
Yeah, she's like, I was always smart.
I don't know. But I just think it's a traditional thing. You know?
I mean, a lot of people celebrate Christmas who aren't Christian. Like a lot of people.
Obviously.
But it is a Christian celebration.
All right, okay,
but it's become a cultural thing as well, and it's become a thing.
It's a cultural and traditional thing. Like I don't know, I'm not Christian, but
yeah.
I celebrate Christmas.
But religion also shapes culture in many ways.
Yeah.
So I think for us, because we always grew up in an Iranian family celebrating Christmas, we never fully understand the ins and outs of what it means. But some people, for them, they really celebrate it in a very religious way.
Yeah, they go to church and stuff, right? Well, fair enough. But for us, it's not like
for
that.
For us, it's more than gifts, bro.
Yeah.
Bring me the bag, yo.
No, but the whole vibe, like, I just love Christmas. The vibe, like, the red and the, like, coziness.
There's something about it, though.
The lights. Like, I literally, when I was in London, like, Christmas shopping, I was looking around and the lights and the music on and I just got so emotional. Yeah.
London has outdone itself this year with the Christmas decorations in the city. I'm not going to lie.
It makes me so emotional. I don't know why. It's just a happy time.
I feel like something in the air during Christmas and it's like the closest thing to magic. That's how it feels.
Right.
The feeling that you get. Yeah. It's almost like hypnotic. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know how you say, oh, there's a dark cloud following that person? It's like during Christmas, it's like a
happy cloud.
Beautiful, like happy blue sky following everyone. Even though the weather is so bad, because it's Christmas, it's just like inevitably such a happy time.
Yeah, but you know what? There are people, I just want to say this because it's true. There are people that are going through some horrible stuff like during Christmas time.
I know.
And for them, like, I just think, you know, be strong because some people are like, either they're alone or like, they're going through something with their family, health conditions, like whatever it may be, like look what's going on in Gaza. I mean, they don't celebrate Christmas, but it's still affecting a lot.
Still.
Yes, affecting us, affects everyone, oh like God. Watching it. So like, I just want to say like, our thoughts are still with everyone during Christmas that's going through any type of hard time.
Yeah.
Because it must feel so, it must be even worse for them because it's like everyone's so happy around them
must
and like
be horrible.
They're so sad.
I think try your best. If you are going through a hard time during Christmas, try your best to still like find some happiness and find some gratitude if you can.
Yeah.
Obviously that's impossible if you're going through like what people are going through in Palestine. But other things like loneliness, like try and make the most of your own company. Like that influencer that I spoke about before, she was dancing around her living room in Christmas pajamas on her own watching movies. Like, yeah. I was like, wow, it's so amazing that she's not dwelling on being alone.
Yeah.
She's making the most of it. But it's true. I mean, Christmas isn't amazing for everyone.
Yeah.
You
and
have
it's
to
good
like
to just touch on that because I think it must be hard for some people when they look around and like, jolly, jolly, jolly. Yeah. And then they're like, oh my God.
Isn't it the hardest time as well to see like homeless people in London? It's like the hardest time for me.
Yeah. Not only is it freezing, but like people are like getting all these gifts and they don't even have food to eat.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, I mean, yeah, it's horrible.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, apparently.
All right. So Maddie, what are you expecting? Like the thing is, I was going to say, what are you expecting Gingerbread to get you for Christmas? But do you already know? Because I already know what Cowslick got me for Christmas.
Oh, do you?
We bought it together.
Oh, okay. Well, do I know what he got you? Are you going to even share that on the podcast?
I don't want people to know what he got me, but it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't. Oh, yeah. I think I do know.
He got me some amazing gifts. Like, he went all out. Recently, he's been going all out on me anyway. Like, he's been such a good fucking boyfriend, I must say.
It's amazing. It's like when Gingerbread becomes bad, it's like Cowslip becomes good. And when Cowslip becomes bad, Gingerbread becomes... It's like they're like...
Yeah. Hey. Why is it like that?
No, it's a good balance.
It's like, why is
I feel
it like
when
that?
When I'm good, I'm just like keeping you in the relationship by giving you hope. And then when it's the other way around...
I think maybe when Cowslip's bad and Gingerbread's really, really good, I'm like, look at Gingerbread, he's being so good. So then Cowslip gets good and then Gingerbread gets bad. And
but to be fair, Gingerbread is good right now. I just slate him way too much.
Yeah.
Literally, I feel bad on him. He's so sweet.
So you don't know what he's got you?
I mean, I don't know about everything he's got me, but obviously the argument I started in Selfridges, like, how dare you spoil yourself in Dior? Yeah. And he ended up being like, you selfish, spoiled brat. I got you this. And he told me like a few things and I'm like trying to like forget. So
you're
it's a
trying
surprise.
To forget.
And then we went upstairs to Louis Vuitton. I have to say this. We went upstairs to Louis Vuitton, right? And I smelled a perfume. It was the most amazing perfume I've ever smelled in my life, yeah? And I was like, I want this perfume. I want it, please. And it was £500.
What?
I know.
It's mad, these
he
days.
Got
so
me
expensive.
The £500 perfume. I took it home.
You got a £500 perfume. You're living a good life, isn't it?
No, not even. I don't even know. Sometimes I think, Mandy, like, you could do with that money instead of the perfume. I'm so materialistic. Anyway, I took the perfume home and I wrapped it in Christmas wrapping paper myself and put tape on it and then put a little Christmas tag on it and wrote, "To Mandy, love from Stab, Merry Christmas."
No, you did not.
And then I stared at it every day.
You're
and
joking.
Then, no. This is how much a sociopath I am. Then I stared at it every day. And I was like, I really want to use it. And then, like, I unwrapped it. No.
You're such a weirdo.
I unwrapped it.
The thing is, like, I know everything that Cowslick got me, and he knows everything I've got him. Because I was like, you know what? I'm so sick of this bullshit. If we're going to spend loads of money, which we have, on each other, then, like, I'd rather it goes on something that I fucking like. And then I'd rather get him something that I know he's going to like.
Yeah.
Usually in the past, like, I knew what to get him. But this year, I just wanted to get him something that I know that he really needs or wants or likes.
It's not unusual that you're doing that though, yeah? Because, like, Gingerbread's family is doing that with each other.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, unusual because, like, his sister's like, tell me what you want because I'm not going to buy you anything for Christmas unless you tell me what you want. And they say that to each other.
Really? But then, like, what about wrapping it and stuff? Like,
it's like, it should be like, you kind of give off a hint of, like, I want maybe one of these things and then you don't know exactly what they're getting you.
Okay.
Because...
No, we went to the shops together. Like, he literally put it on in front of me and I went to the till in front of him. That killed
it. It kills it.
Because
it should be like, you know, when I asked you at the beginning of the month, Anna, what do you gonna need? And you gave me like a list of like 5-6 things that you need.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, from that, I kind of got an idea. And then you don't exactly know what I got you. It should be like that.
Yeah.
Christmas, it shouldn't be about getting something you need though. This is what I mean. It should be about...
Like,
it should be about
thoughtful
sadness and like...
Whatever the gift is, whether you need it or not, is just a gift.
I get what you mean. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but when it's just so much money, like, because I know that he was going to spend a lot of money on me and I'm going to spend a lot of money on it. When it's so much money, kind of like, it hurts if it's not something that you really want.
It shouldn't be like that though. It should be like, even if it's like, even if I got a gift tomorrow and it was something amazing, but I didn't need it. Like, let's say, for example, a Louis Vuitton coat. Yeah? That's so expensive, right? And like, I definitely could use that money by getting like free bags, like, or going on holiday. Or, like, I don't need a Louis Vuitton coat. It's like, I don't have any designer clothes or shoes. But if someone gifts that to me, for example, I should just be like, oh my God, it's a gift. Yeah. I didn't pay for it with my own money. Thank you so much.
I get what you mean.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I feel like this year, we kind of messed it up with that. Like, kind of just know too much about like, we were too involved in the gifting process with each other.
And I don't think it should be like that
next
year.
I don't want it to be like that.
And no matter what you need, that shouldn't get in the way of like being grateful for like this thing that you didn't need, but you got, which is so nice.
Yeah, it's true. But last year, his present that he got me, I already had.
No way.
And it was like expensive. So I was like,
oh yeah, I remember you already had it.
I was like, what the hell? So, you know.
But what do I expect? I mean, I don't expect anything more than like the maximum of what he can afford.
Yeah, same. For me, it's like, if you can't afford to get me something huge, then I wouldn't expect it.
Yeah.
But if you can and like you're doing well, then I expect like a nice present.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Like a designer bag.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I put up with a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I put up with a lot with your work and stuff, so I deserve some rewards.
Yeah, I think it's got to do with, first of all, how much, obviously, like, your man or girlfriend can afford.
Yeah.
And second of all, if you're not getting anything throughout the year, like, your partner could really put, like, a little bit of money aside throughout the year and save up for special occasions, like, birthday, Christmas, and that's it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There isn't really anything else.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like, I don't really get a present all year apart from Christmas or my birthday. I get
Or Valentine's Day.
Or Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But I don't even expect a gift on Valentine's Day.
But I mean, I was walking around selfish as I was like, you know what? I want you to start getting used to buying me stuff on a random. I want you to just come like, baby, I love you. Here you go.
Yeah. Surprise gifts is the best. That's when you're dealing with some like real
ballers. But yeah, no. Do you know what? It's not. Christmas is honestly not about the price of the gift, though. That is true.
Yeah.
Like, be real. Let's be real. It's not.
Because no, 100% it's not.
Especially if, like, people are going through hard times or, like, they can't afford it, then, like, I don't think you should ever put that kind of pressure on your other
half. I haven't got gingerbread anything for Christmas.
Yeah, you shouldn't be putting...
I know. Can you believe that?
We'll sort that out.
How? I can't. I've spent so much on his 30th birthday. Like, I never thought him turning 30 would be so devastating to my bank account. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the party. Too.
But yeah.
Anyway, I want to hear some Christmas dilemmas.
Yeah, should we do some? Right, so I thought I'd start off with my Christmas dilemma. My Christmas dilemma is that I have a cat that's destroying my Christmas tree.
Oh my God, I sent you a meme yesterday.
Like, what's going on? Lucky. But to be honest, I'll tell you something. I kind of solved my own dilemma.
Did you see the meme I sent you yesterday? It was about cats destroying the Christmas tree. Anyway, yeah.
So when I first put up the Christmas tree, I was like, you know what? I really wanted to buy an artificial tree this year, like a really banging one that I can keep for every year. But then I was like, you know what? There's no point. There's no point spending hundreds on a Christmas tree when I just know Lucky's going to destroy it. So when I got a real one and I was right, he was straight away in the tree. Especially Lucky, he grew up in a bush.
Like, he's a bush cat.
He's a bush cat.
He must have missed that kind of tree.
He keeps throwing and smashing the ornaments, expensive ones as well.
No.
And like grabbing Santa off the tree and like, you
know. You need to get plastic ornaments.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I give up. But no, I did do something. I was like, I need to do something. So I went on Amazon and I searched cat toy and I got this thing. I think I sent you a video of it.
Yeah.
It's on the kitchen floor and it bounces around like that. I'm not joking, yeah. That kept Lucky busy for hours yesterday.
No.
I actually started feeling sorry for him because he got so exhausted from that thing. He was like panting like a dog. And he was like, he was so frustrated by this thing that was flying around.
What is
around.
This he torturous to, thing?
He's playing with it, but at the same time, he wants to grab it.
And he can't.
And he does, but like he won't, as soon as he lets go, it goes bounces on the other side. It's like some weird thing. Anyway, I think I've managed to sort my own dilemma out, but like he is obsessed with that toy now.
Really?
So he's kind of left the Christmas tree a bit. I mean,
so
I did wake up.
How's Christmas tree looking? Half alive.
Better. So, but I woke up this morning, there was one smashed ornament.
Oh my God.
But it's much better. Much better.
So you definitely need to buy from now on, your life is going to be plastic ornaments.
What is this? Am I going to have to go through this all the time?
This is what I'm saying to you. I've sent you so many things on Instagram. Like, it's a norm, yeah? Cats destroying trees. Like,
even when he's older?
Destroying trees, yeah.
So So I'm never going to be able to have a nice Christmas tree.
I don't know what's going on with my algorithm. Like, everything's coming up, like cats and trees.
Me too. Cats. So,
yeah, because like cats love trees, and especially like Lucky, who's grew up
wild. So basically, I'm going to have to go through this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. You're going to have to buy...
Wow. So I'm never going to be able to have a banging tree.
You're going to have a cat-proof tree.
I want a refund. You see that video of that guy? I want a refund.
What?
On the cat. I want a refund.
I'm just glad that like... I bought Lucky here as well, but like he's not my... I love him. I'm like the auntie. I get all the pros.
But you don't get the...
But
the
I don't have to deal with this shit.
But he's so... I love him so much. I miss him. When I'm not around him, I miss him so much.
Would you believe I even miss him? It's mad.
I miss him so much. And like Kalzik loves him so much as well. Like it's mad.
He's so cute. He's special.
All right. So let's go to a Christmas dilemma from someone.
Ooh.
Okay. My girlfriend's parents... So this is a boy sending in.
I can't believe we have boy listeners.
We have guys that listen. It's crazy.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. I'm getting like tried it on so much here by like guys.
Are you?
On my DMs. And they're all like, you're so funny. And I'm just like, that's people that love me for my personality. Like, they might love me more than Gingerbread loves me. Because Gingerbread doesn't find me funny. Anyway, go on with that.
Okay, my girlfriend's parents are separated and she's going to go and see them both on Christmas Day at separate times and wants me to come. But I also have to see my family on Christmas. I can't do three places in one day. What shall I do?
Yeah, that's some musical chairs shit. Like, that's long, man.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, three places.
Because obviously your family, like, you have to see your family, right? I always wonder, like, how does it work when you get married, yeah? Like, your husband would want to see their family and you want to see your family. Like, how does it work?
Okay, so you either do it at, like, your families or you do it at your partner's families. So you every year and alternate, or you host it yourself and invite both.
But how, if you're going to his family, like, let's say I was going to Kazakh's family, like, leave mum alone on Christmas Day?
Well,
I could never do that. That's why mum used to always say when we were younger, go and be with an Iranian boy. Because if we
won't know what Christmas is, so you can just leave him alone.
No, because if we had an Iranian boyfriend, let's say, and their family's Iranian, our parents, like our partner's parents with our parents, would connect so well.
Yeah, not necessarily our dad has beef with like everyone who's Iranian.
Yeah, true. Not our dad, but like our mum. Like they would connect to a point where like they're going to spend time with each other. Yeah. Naturally, whereas like I know now it's gonna happen. Like they've already spoken, like Kalzik's mom and my mom, and like I'm sure it'd be really nice and smooth, and it will go well. But I'm sure they're never gonna be able to connect to that point where like
because they don't speak the same language. Like my mom's first language is Iranian. Her culture is Iranian. Her everything is Iranian. But I ain't choosing my life partner based on my mom's connection.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's my connection, man.
Yes, true.
Fuck that, bro. Don't have that connection of two families. Like, to be honest, sometimes it's better to keep them a little bit separate. Because
really?
I'm telling you right now, them families that be too up on each other's asses, yeah, always that's where this problem starts. Like, didn't I tell you, Anna, me and you going out with two best friends, like, it's going to be amazing, but it's going to cause a lot more, like, problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has. And it probably will in the future.
It has caused
so many arguments and it'll cause so many more. Now imagine like your family, okay, is Iranian, your boyfriend, his family's Iranian, and you're always together and you're seeing each other all the time. It just takes one day of like meeting up for dinner and drinks for a beef to kick off. And that causes a beef between you and your man.
Yeah.
Like, your uncle said this to my dad. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just
all... Because obviously I went to Kalzik's brother and sister-in-law's house, and I saw that his sister-in-law's mum was there, and also their mum was there.
Yeah.
And like they're able to have like a, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because they're both English as their first language, and they can have a connection. Like, I wish I could have that for mum.
Yeah,
like, but mum's not gonna have that with our partners.
I think it'll be nice if like they can see each other on like occasions and have a nice relationship, but not like too.
I don't even know if they're gonna
entwined.
Be able to have like a proper relationship. Do you think they can? Because mum's first language is Iranian, and like, it's really difficult. Like, if I speak to mum, I speak to her in Iranian. I don't speak to her in English.
I don't know. I know what you're saying, but...
Hopefully, I don't know. We'll see.
But look, for example, Gingerbeard's, like, dad, his first language is Greek. And, like, he's more Greek, but his mum was, like, born here, and she's more English.
His English is really good.
Yeah, his English is really good. But it's not his first, like, mother tongue, is what I mean.
So
but then again, she speaks, like, fluent Greek, so...
What would you do then? Like, you said, like... Well, you should go to your partner's one year and your mum's the other year. I can't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that as well. I'm
so
not
what would
lie.
You do in the future? Like, let's say you and Gingerbread get married.
Okay.
I'm saying...
If you've got kids, then you host it. obviously, no. I don't even know, man.
So complicated, no?
Yeah, it's really complicated. I'm not going to lie. It's really complicated. I did say, like, to Gingerbeard, the, like, as of now, like, I want to be with my mum and I want to be with my family and you be with yours. And the reason for that, I said, is because, like, if we are meant to be and we're meant to be together forever, we've got a whole life to have Christmas together. We've got literally our whole life to be together on Christmas.
If you were to get married, then what?
I'm still going to be with my family. You go be with yours. Because...
But then you are family as well.
It doesn't matter, but my mum's not always going to be here. Your mum and dad aren't always going to be here. Like, we're the same age. We've got our whole life. We've got fucking 50 years.
100%. Do you know what I mean? I would never leave mum alone.
Whereas, like, you don't know how long your mum or your nan and your grandparents or whatever have. Yeah. They're older.
Yeah.
Depends on, like, as well, the age of your parents. You've got a really, really young mum and dad, but we don't.
Yeah.
I want to cherish the Christmas moments, times I've got with them.
Agree.
And yeah, obviously, when I've got kids, then it's a different story. Then you're going to have to think about it. You're going to have to end up hosting anyway when you're older, because when you've got kids, most likely your parents and your partner's parents are going to be too old to host.
Yeah, I think the perfect situation would be if you could take your mum to one of their houses as well. Like, if you've got a small family, if you could take them as well with you, that would be perfect. But, like, if not, then you just need to kind of, like, see what's important. And obviously,
I don't think there's anything wrong with even a husband and wife. Like, the wife having dinner with her mum and dad and her siblings, and the husband going having dinner with his mum and dad and his siblings.
But do you think that's... I've never heard or seen that. Like, a husband and wife stick together with their kids.
I know, but if they don't have kids, I mean. If they don't have kids. But, like...
If you have kids,
then it gets a bit complicated.
It gets very complicated. Especially, like, people that have, like, parents separated, like, this situation, where, like, they have parents that are separated, then they've also got their partner's parents, then it's, like, so many different places.
But what if, like, for example, you were married, yeah, you had kids, and you said to me, Mandy, this year I'm going to be with Kowzik's family, you be with mum. Next year you go with Gingerbread's family, I'll be with mum.
Yeah, but I'd want to be with you.
I know.
How dare you? That's exactly what I thought. You don't want to be with me.
Yeah, I do. I'd rather be with you and mum than, like...
It's all a bit of a head fuck.
I don't know why we're even thinking about this. We ain't having no kids.
Woo!
My head's hurting.
I actually think I got a headache.
I'm sweating.
I got a headache from that. Because, like,
is there Christmas rules? Because this conversation just got way out of context.
Yeah, what is the rule? Like, what is the Christmas rule? Like, when you're married with kids and then you've got your parents and then you've got their parents, and let's say parents are separated, that's like, that's four households. How does it work, please?
Yeah, that's a lot of petrol, man, on Christmas Day as well.
Yeah, you're gonna be spending most of your time,
you might as well just have the turkey in the car at that rate.
Literally,
fuck this topic.
Alright, next one. Okay, my boyfriend is so anti-Christmas and negative about it. I love Christmas so much, it's been killing my mood a lot.
Oh my God, he's a Grinch. He's me.
He's a Grinch.
Oh my God. Oi, listen,
you did it so well.
I'm so again? Obsessed
do
with the Grinch.
Do
yeah.
Again. Do again.
I don't remember what it is. 4 o'clock. Wallow and self-pity. It's a 4:30. Self-low. I don't know exactly how it is. It's hilarious.
So
he's like, what is he, like 5 o'clock? Dinner with me? I can't cancel that this time. I love the Grinch.
So good.
He's me, yeah? Like,
you're not. The
me.
Grinch hates Christmas, hates people.
No, yeah, I hate people. Oi, I'm having a problem though, yeah, Anna. Like, you know, like our listeners, I feel like when they see me in real life, they're expecting me to be like a more of like, I don't know what it is. I'm just not though.
But you are. You are you, but you can't be lively 24 hours of the day.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
And obviously, it's like...
We're in the middle of a chat. Like, we're in the middle of a, like, funny chat, discussion. If we're walking to get a coffee and it's, like, a normal, grainy day, you're not going to be like...
Oh, my God! Yeah, I'm just like... I'm scared that I'm just not the same. I try really hard.
Don't try. It's don't be cringe.
Yeah, I'm giving myself cringe.
So, yeah, what should this girl do about her anti-Christmas Grinch boyfriend?
Why is he anti-Christmas? He must be broke.
No, maybe he just...
Leave him.
I don't know. Some people are like a bit weird about Christmas, aren't they?
Why is he like that though? What is it about Christmas? What is his reasoning? If it's got anything to do with like, it's a capitalist system, blah, 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 blah. He's right, but he's also broke.
I think just avoid him. If he's killing your mood and like, you know, being negative about it, just try and avoid him at all costs during this month.
Festive period.
Yeah.
Go on a mini break.
You can't be
a ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. You can't be having that. Like, draining your fucking positive energy.
I thought it was like, there's magic in the air. And he's just walking around with like, you know.
Yeah.
His just evilness.
Like, take your Grinch energy away from me.
Yeah.
Like, keep it to yourself. If you want to be negative, you be negative.
Tell him.
I'm enjoying this month. Don't. If you love someone, you want them to be happy.
Yeah.
If I'm happy during Christmas, why do you not want that for me? Like, just because you don't like it doesn't mean you have to make me not like it.
Yeah. Tell him to take his negative energy and stay with his negative family on Christmas Day and just leave you alone.
Yeah. All right. Well, next one I've got is, I slept with my mother-in-law after the Christmas party.
What? 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 Like, what? What? He fucked his mother-in-law.
Is this some real life...
What the fuck?
That is some real life
EastEnders... God, just met it all!
That is some real life EastEnders shit.
Oi, that is some EastEnders Christmas... Man, Christmas EastEnders is always the best, man.
Yeah.
Always some shit happening. Someone fucking someone, mum-in-law, some shit.
I miss watching EastEnders.
I might just watch it just for Christmas Day.
That's some real life EastEnders
I'll
shit.
Never forget when, like, you know, they found out that Stacey was Max. Fucking Max, man. That was some madness. And Bradley.
But yeah,
Branning.
No.
It's a Branning brawl. Anyway.
I slept with my mother-in-law after Christmas party. You have just ruined Christmas for yourself and everyone for every year, forever.
Forever.
Like, you're never going to be able to have a normal Christmas after that.
What kind of mother is that? You know what I mean?
That's nasty.
What's a nasty ass mother, man?
That, you know when I hear shit like that about mums? That freaks me out. Because it's not usually like, I think, in a woman's, especially a mother's nature.
She should be annihilated.
Yeah, like it's not a woman, a mother. A mother is like the most purest love to their child.
Yeah, imagine how much like trauma she must feel after that. Like how much neglect. You know? That's abuse.
Well, I hope she gets an STD.
I hope they fucking, both of them just fuck off.
I don't know. I can't help you, my friend, because I don't like you.
Lock off your mum. Fuck her off. When she's in a fucking nursing home.
It's not her that sent us the dilemma. He sent us the dilemma. He said, I've slept with my mother-in-law after the Christmas party.
No. I hate this person.
I don't think I could help you.
Don't listen to our podcast anymore. Go away. You are a motherfucker. That's exactly what you are. You're a motherfucker.
Right, next one. Hey girls, I love the podcast. Christmas dilemma is, my twin sister has said something unforgivable to me. Genuinely unforgivable, so I can't ignore it. However, my family and mum and sisters are all spending Christmas together and I would usually be there. I can't be around my sister, so now I'm facing spending Christmas alone. Any advice?
Sweetheart, I love you. I don't even know you, but I love you. But I want to say something to you. I do believe that some things are unforgivable, but things that are actually done and actually physically done to you. But I don't think Anna could ever say anything to me that's unforgivable.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you say, even if it's something that's a vile thing, it must come from a very dark place inside you. And it must come from like, you must be struggling with something really bad inside to say something like that to hurt me. So I don't think that would like, trump the love I have for you, basically. Wow. And I would be able to forgive Christmas.
Yeah, but we have no idea what she said. Maybe she said, like, I want to fuck your husband.
Yeah, but if it's said, it's like out of mean.
It's a bit weird though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck knows. Maybe she said something like, let's say you told me your deepest, deepest secret, like, and I went and told Gingerbeard.
Yeah, that's different. That's different. That's betrayal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She's done something in it and she's genuinely saying it's unforgivable.
To be honest,
and now
yeah.
She's like, can't be around her family. She can't be around her sister on Christmas. She's going to be on her own.
I think it's something that you can only individually assess. Obviously, if your gut is telling you that it's unforgivable, then your gut is telling you that, stick with it. But if you do think that maybe it is something that could deserve some forgiveness, then there's no better time than Christmas and a new year to do that.
I feel like, though, why is it you not going? Why is it she not? Why can't she not come? Like, why is it you taking the L?
Yeah, why are you being exiled?
Why? Do you know what I mean? It's not fair on you that you have to spend Christmas alone. Maybe you should just try and see if you can be with your mum and sister at least half of the day.
Yeah, but don't let it kick off on Christmas Day because that's
I think maybe you should speak to your sister and be like, look, this has happened. I don't forgive you. I don't want to be around you. You do one half of the day. I do one half of the day. And speak to your mum and sisters.
Half days?
Yeah.
Or is this a fucking double shift?
It's not fair though. Like you'd have Christmas lunch or breakfast.
Well,
with
then
your
you have to make it fair. She's got to hear something from you now. Unforgivable. Think of the worst thing that you could ever say to your twin sister and say it. And then the tables might just turn. She might be like, I'm not doing Christmas. And then you've got your whole family to yourself.
Or you could do that. Okay,
this is toxic. You need to see counselling. Siblings shouldn't fall out like this.
No. It's sad when it
happens. It's sad. It upsets me.
Yeah.
Right. You better watch your mouth, bitch. You better watch your mouth when we hear. I don't think we've ever done that, though.
No. Let's go to the next dilemma because we don't have much time. We're definitely not going to get to the worst and best gifts.
You know what's so mad? I just suddenly thought, like, you know, I used to say that me and Gingerbread used to have really, really toxic arguments. He used to say the most vile things to me. I used to say the most vile things to him. Funny how I forgive him.
Yeah.
But imagine it was me and you doing that.
I know. Well, we always say that. People are so quick to forgive their partners, but they're not the same with their friends or family.
All right, I know I'm like making it us like go over time, so Anna.
I know, because I'm sad we're not going to be able to go to the best and worst gifts that you get people sent in for Christmas.
Oh no, go on, do we not have time?
Not much. So anyway, I've got, hey girls, I recently reverted to Islam. Do you think I can still see my family on Christmas Day? That's an easy one. Yes, absolutely. We spoke about this earlier. Like, I don't think Christmas, I mean, to me, it's not got anything to do with religion. And
Anna didn't even know it had anything to do with religion.
Yeah, there's so many Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, like every religion that celebrates Christmas. So yes, you can. Okay, I miss my ex. I still think about him all the time and what we could have been doing this Christmas time together. But now I'm all alone.
Fuck that,
last
man.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
That was in the past. You know, how many Christmases ago did this happen? You need to move on.
Yeah.
Let it go.
You're going to find someone better next Christmas, maybe.
Why
you never
are you
know.
Thinking about him on Christmas? At least think about him on Valentine's Day.
Christmas is about family.
Yeah, not fucking men.
Yeah. It's about
fuck
family. It's the only time of the year.
Fuck love on Christmas.
It's about
food
family.
And family. Double F.
F and F. F and F. Family and food. 100%. Yeah. Right, next
and friends.
One. Another one, a religious one, yeah?
What's all this religious stuff, man?
I don't know, but it says, I'm Muslim. I love the Christmas vibe, but my parents don't let me celebrate.
You have to undercover, man. Get a mini tree in your room, man.
Your mini one.
I've seen some DIY hacks. Yeah, I've had to, like, you know, pin a Christmas tree onto your wall and like, hide it. Yeah. What? People that don't have space in their house.
Oh, that's some madness. I think, look, don't let it get to you too much because, like, there will be a time when you move out and you live on your own. And then at that point, you could do what you want. You could celebrate Christmas as much as you want. And you can still celebrate it just because you don't have a tree or whatever. You can still celebrate it around people that, you know, want to celebrate with you. Maybe your friends, have a little Christmas dinner with your friends in a restaurant, blah, blah.
Oh, listen, on Christmas Day, get your Christmas PJs on, watch movies, get the hat, you know, do all that stuff. And apart from Christmas Day, the whole of the UK right now is in Christmas mode, Christmas vibe, Christmas spirit. Go out to Covent Garden with your mates, have a hot chocolate, walk around.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Everyone's celebrating Christmas right now.
Yeah. So you do, I don't think you should let it upset you. Okay, next one. I found my boyfriend of 3 years was cheating on me a couple of days ago by trying to see what he bought me for Christmas. He had said he'd seen a TikTok of what to get me and he was hyping it up so much, I decided to check it out myself. I logged into his TikTok and seen messages between him and a girl and I found out he met up with her once and kissed her. What do you guys think? By the way, I love you and Mandy so much. OG fan.
Are people creeping on TikTok now? First it was Snapchat, then it's Instagram. Now they're creeping on TikTok.
Mandy, I think it's all going down on TikTok now.
Oh my God, I did see one of Gingerbread's friends.
Are you okay with a cup on your head?
He was like following like bare naked girls on TikTok and it was like freaking me out. Like, grow up.
I know, so strange, right?
So strange, like...
Anyway, this girl, I feel sorry for her. She wanted to see what she got for Christmas and then she got something.
Fuck that, man.
She got a real fucking Christmas shock.
That was a bad gift.
That was a very bad gift.
I mean, you know what? They say don't go digging if you don't want to find any dead bodies. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she thought she was going to find gifts, not dead bodies.
My man wasn't even out there looking on Selfridges. He was
on TikTok.
He was selling you out, bro.
Yeah.
He was selling you out. Do you know what I saw on TikTok the other day? This girl, she gave her kidney to her boyfriend and 6 months later, he fucked her off and went to Vegas and started fucking bare girls. Do you know what I'm saying? My man took her kidney!
What?
He left!
Good
with her kidney, man! I started fucking girls. He went on a solo stag do to Vegas with her organ, bro!
What?
You can't trust men with knives!
That's a madness. It just gets worse and worse.
It just gets worse, bro. I don't give a shit. My man dying from like kidney. I ain't giving my kidney. I don't know where that kidney gonna go. You gonna take my kidney and then you gonna put a dick in someone else's kidney. That's what you're gonna do. I can't be dealing with that.
Dicks don't go in kidneys.
You know what I'm saying? It goes deep.
It goes into the vagina.
It goes deep if they're packing. They're packing. It goes deep, innit? It
hits the kidney.
Yeah, it's just in rap songs and stuff, you know, like, fuck up your kidneys and shit.
Really? I've never heard a rap song say that. I think you made that up, Mandy. I think you made that up.
Oh, you definitely
made that
disgusting.
Up. Disgusting! Anyway, babe, look, do you know what? I think you got the... Let's switch this around. I think you got the best Christmas gift this Christmas, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you ain't about to waste any more time on this guy.
Mm.
You did yourself a favor finding out. This is a real gift because you have now got the gift of time.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, wasting our time.
Exactly.
Santa Claus delivered.
100%.
Revelation, yeah.
You now know what he really is about. You can go and live your life onto better things.
Yes.
His loss. He's the one that's lost something this Christmas. You have gained.
Yeah.
See it as a gain.
It's a gift.
100%.
It's a gift of reality. You better fuck him off. If you don't know, break up with this guy, yeah?
Don't
be our fan no more. I'm telling you right now, I ain't having no basics. Because of you basics, yeah? We have to deal with some bad shit from men.
Yeah.
Because of women giving up their kidneys, we getting cheated on.
No, she was being a good person giving her kidneys.
It was a mistake.
She didn't know it was going to be a mistake. She didn't know he was going to be a bad person.
I'm just saying, yeah, like...
We need to be
looking out for ourselves.
Nah, Mandy, I don't think that you, just because there's you're bad right, people out
right,
there,
you're
I don't
right.
think you should change your good heart. Like,
you're right.
You should always continue and strive to be a good person in this 100% world.
100% you're right. But
and trust.
I do think that women, a lot, like, you're right about the kidney. You're right about the kidney girl, yeah? But a lot of women tolerating some disrespect, like if this girl stays with this guy, tolerating 100%. This shit is bringing a standard low for all of us.
100%, yeah.
You're fucking up shit for all of us, man. Then my guy's going to be like, look at this one. Like, her man cheats on her. Why can't I cheat on you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Stop it. Leave him. Now.
Okay, I've got... My grandma, who is Asian, isn't too happy about me having a white boyfriend. My parents, aunties, uncles, everyone loves him, but I'm unsure if I should have him over for Christmas dinner or just keep her happy while she's alive.
You bring his white ass over to Christmas dinner. You see him there. You be proud of your vanilla man.
Yes. Yes, I
don't
agree.
You let Nana say shit.
Yeah, because she's being racist.
All racism is bad.
Yeah. And like, I just don't think that you should like, I get you want her to be happy while she's alive.
What, a happy racist?
No.
No, she's going to be a sad racist.
Yeah.
Racists don't deserve to be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
So bring your man.
And have a good Christmas.
Yeah, be proud of who you chose, you know. It's all skin deep anyway. Color don't mean shit. We're all human.
Yeah, I agree.
So she needs to change.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll change before
and
she dies.
And you know what? Yeah, hopefully she'll change before she dies. On her deathbed, maybe she'll realise that she was a cunt. You know what you should do? Make your man feel welcome. That's very important.
100%.
Just make him feel protected, like he's got you and you've got his back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely don't think leave him or don't bring him. No, don't give in to racism.
There's no point of your man being there if he's going to feel uncomfortable. So it's very important that
everyone else loves him. Aunties, uncles, parents, everyone loves him.
Then he's going to have a great time.
Yeah, ignore the
grandma. And your grandma's going to be depressed. Yeah. She's fine.
I've got here the last dilemma I've got is my boyfriend doesn't care about giving each other presents on Christmas. Do I insist or leave it?
It's the only time of the year that presents come out.
What do you do if your boyfriend's like, nah, I don't believe that?
It's the only time of the year that you cannot avoid presents because they got under a motherfucking tree. It's like birthdays, you can like, we don't do presents. But Valentine's Day, we don't do presents. Anniversary, we don't do presents. How are you going to say we don't do presents on Christmas, bro? What's going on under that empty tree? It looks like legs open with nothing between them. It'd be looking empty. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree because like, but okay, look, it depends. If he can't afford them, then I get it. Yeah, but this is not that situation. It says he doesn't care about giving gifts. He doesn't want to give gifts, yeah? That's a different situation. Like, I don't think that's very fair, like, on you.
That's not fair.
Because, like, you want to, but, like, I don't know. I mean, you're not going to obviously leave someone over that.
Well, I don't know if it was me. I'm leaving. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in gifts.
You don't
I don't believe in giving you any pussy.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, I don't know. You can't leave someone over that, but it's just sucks.
I don't know about you. Like, oh, what if he's like, can't afford it? Like, Anna, there's people that really struggle, yeah, but all year they give like something, even something small, like a pair of pajamas from Primark, like just to put something under the tree.
I know what you mean. Yeah, like, okay, but look, my point is that you're not going to leave someone over that.
Bye.
No, you're not going to leave someone over the fact that they don't really care about giving gifts on Christmas. You're not going to leave. But I feel like every relationship's got its disadvantages
and
advantages.
What's next, though? I don't believe in marriage. I don't believe in rings. I don't believe in celebrating a wedding. I don't believe in child support.
Some people are dealing with cheating boyfriends. She's dealing with no gifts on Christmas. So, like, you pick your struggle.
Do you know what I mean? But do you know what it is? These days, even the ones that can't give gifts be cheating. Yeah. So I at least get with someone that can give gifts and cheat. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's true. And this you know what? Some struggles are worse than others. As in, like...
I'd rather cry in Versace.
I mean, I don't really... Why do you keep messing with your hair?
It's so fun.
All I've been watching you do is go like this all episodes.
It's been so fun.
Look, at the end of the day, yeah, like, I'm not having struggles like that.
Yeah.
So, like...
Mama better give gifts and keep his pants zipped up.
Exactly. And I wish I have both. So you can get yourself... If I could do it, you could do it. If you could get... You could get yourself a boyfriend that can give you gifts and, you know, not cheat on you. But I feel terrible saying that because I don't think that's right. Don't listen to me. Don't leave your boyfriend.
We don't know. Our boyfriends might be cheating. They might be sleeping with each other. Anything's happening these days. There's boys sleeping with their mother-in-laws.
You know, you never know.
Gingerbread and cows, it could be together.
Maddie, we can't be doing that right now.
What?
I don't know, I'm acting really funky, right? Yeah,
it's hot chocolate.
This hot chocolate and the hot chocolates. I've only had chocolate today. And I think this hat, it makes me feel fuzzy.
Yeah,
it's
me
making
too.
Me feel really fuzzy.
Something
like,
about
you know
it.
What? I actually do have this thing, yeah. Like, I don't know if I've ever told
Hats
you.
Hats and gloves.
Yeah.
Me too.
No, I told you. You're lying.
I've always
you're
had the same
me.
Thing. I'm not hopping you.
Hopping me? You're copying me.
I've always had the
you're
same thing.
You're copying me. When I wear gloves, yeah, I get this feeling, yeah. So when I put gloves on, I get this feeling. And my hand feels like it's going to fall off and it's like fuzzy yeah. feeling.
I've always had the same
thing. Nummy, weird feeling. Like, what is that? It's like a sick...
I don't know, but I also get it holding hands.
Really?
Very and then now rarely,
I
won't.
I don't really get it with hats, but I'm starting to get it now.
Yeah.
But gloves, oh my God, what is that?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Me too. So gutted that we cannot do the worst and best Christmas gifts for this episode because we are over our time.
But I feel like we will do it, like a mini kind of vlog one. Maybe yeah. Christmas Eve or Christmas Day in our PJs, like a vlog one.
And for just, Patreon.
And for Patreon. Just like a 10-minute one to make you laugh.
Yeah.
And put it on Patreon. And I want to say thank you to everyone who subscribed.
Yeah, honestly, everyone. Thank you to everyone that listens and anyway, comments, shares. But an extra thank you to everyone that supports us on Patreon. You are our best Christmas gift.
And you
we
are
We love
besties.
You guys. We hope you enjoyed our Christmas episode. Let's do one more.
We love you. Let's do it. This time I better win, bro.
Bye! She won!
Oh my God, it smells like... Smoking like ass. Shit. What is it?
Smoky ass.
I don't know. What is this? What does it say? It's a message. What are they going to give in it? How many players are there in a volleyball team? I don't know, but they always have great asses.
10.
How the fuck would I know? Oh, 6.
Oh.
Okay. The circle of life. Where does that come from?
Angel.
Lion King. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Love you guys. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.